These ratchet straps on these kayaks going brrrr. They've been oscillating the whole ride at about the same pitch, same frequency as the motor. And every once in a while, a little, ooh, look at that T-bird. Every once in a while, a little resonate, and it'll start warbling. Rah, 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 rah. It's funny. But it's annoying, but it isn't too bad. But it was worth it to be able to do what we did up there. Yeah, you guys should check it out. I don't know if you got a tent or anything, but it's a nice place to tent camp.
Yeah, like I was asking though, do they have hand pumps for water and stuff available around there, or do you got to run down to the lake and get buckets out? What do you do?
There's one hand pump. It seems like there used to be two, but yeah, there's no electricity down there. A couple people fire up generators, surface charge batteries, but you know, they don't fire them up after 10, 11 o'clock.
I'd probably just take one of my power stations and a solar panel, keep it topped off during the day somewhat. If I went up there for more than a day, I'd probably take something like that up there with me, but I wouldn't take a fossil fuel generator or anything, because to me, I wouldn't be up there long enough, and I'd try not to use that much, like, you know, power.
I never even run one battery down while I was up there. But we use oil lamps, too.
Yeah, now we're talking the old oil lamps, candles and stuff. And kind of makes it like old school, you know, just kind of like things were a lot more peaceful back in the day.
Send you a message, but I didn't have enough of a signal to re-up my reboost, my boost. So there's a several. Oops, well, I guess I'm not going now. There's several. Well, I should have turned off up there. Boy, I'm just going the wrong way. This will work. The milk cans, the stainless cans. I don't know if you've seen any of those pictures or videos.